It was done in the most public of ways, via Twitter. The US President Donald Trump has fired his Secretary of State via a tweet announcing that Rex Tillerson will be replaced as America's top diplomat. Mr. Tillerson and Mr. Trump have had ongoing clashes on foreign policy, most notably on North Korea and Russia. He'll be replaced by CAA boss Mike Pompeo. Washington correspondent Zoe Daniel reports.
Rexit has been rumoured for months. Today, the president confirmed that Rex is indeed out on Twitter. Thank you to Rex Tillerson for his service, he said in a tweet, announcing that the Secretary of State will be replaced by CIA Director Mike Pompeo. And then this as he left DC on a trip to California.
Rex and I have been talking about this for a long time. We got along actually quite well, but we disagreed on things. When you look at the Iran deal, I think it's terrible. I guess he thought it was okay.
The State Department's Undersecretary for Public Affairs, Steve Goldstein, released an extraordinary statement saying that the Secretary had every intention of remaining and that he didn't speak to the President this morning and is unaware of the reason. Although the White House says that Rex Tillerson was told by Chief of Staff John Kelly on Friday that there would be a change, the President says he didn't discuss it with the Secretary of State directly. The pair had again clashed last week over plans to meet North Korean leader Kim Jong-un.
No, I really didn't discuss it very much with him, honestly. I made that decision by myself. I made the North Korea decision with consultation from many people, but I made that decision by myself.
Republicans have responded with an air of inevitability. Senate Foreign Relations Committee Chairman Bob Corker.
I'm very aware of the relationship and thought there was a reprieve that was underway since about the beginning of December. But look, I think Secretary Tillerson has served our country well. As you know, I was a big fan of his nomination and have appreciated the advice that he has given to the president.
Democratic Senator Bob Menendez expressed concern about the president repeatedly undermining his top diplomat.
This creates instability in the world.
The former head of ExxonMobil, Rex Tillerson, once said that he'd been looking forward to retiring on his Texas ranch when he was asked to be Secretary of State and only took the job because his wife told him to. Today he claimed success on North Korea by ensuring sanctions are properly imposed, said there's work to be done on peace in Syria and the relationship with China, and pointedly mentioned what he described as Russia's troubling behaviour. There was no mention of the president.
I'm told for the first time in most people's memory, the Department of State and Department of Defense have a close working relationship where we all agree the U.S. leadership starts with diplomacy. I'll now return to private life as a private citizen, as a proud American, proud of the opportunity I've had to serve my country.
The president is now en route to inspect prototypes for his Mexican border wall.
Thank you all. I'll see you at the wall.
As his presidency continues to resemble Game of Thrones. In Washington, this is Zoe Daniel reporting for AM.